about your freedom. I have found you. You're a healer who makes all things new. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not going back. Moving ahead. Here to declare to you the past is over.
Hallelujah. Oh God, I'm just blessed by the song. I'm not turning back, not going back, moving ahead. I have declared my past is over, and you, all things are made new. I surrender my life to you. I'm moving forward. What a wonderful and powerful, powerful statement of conviction that regardless of what perhaps has been going on in our life, but we have to come to a place of decision where we just decide, you know what? I'm going to stop going backwards, going in circles, but I'm going to press into the things that God has for my life. I want to welcome you to Morning Manna. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Make a decision today that you're not going to bemoan whatever the negative may be in your life, but you're going to celebrate and give God glory for who he is and what he is doing. There's so much more to give God praise for than to just play the old tape. I just think sometimes, you know, at Shiloh in D.C., I'm singing the blues. I'm so low down, my man done gone. No, 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 you're not low down, and I'm not just saying that. No, you have to make a decision that regardless of what has gone on, but you're going to change that tape, and you're going to make positive confession about God's hand being in your life. So, again, I'm just glad to be in God's presence. I want to go right into the Word of God. As found in Matthew chapter number 21, I want to start reading at verse number 6, continuing through verse number 10. And it reads, "The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. And they brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. And a very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, 'Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heavens.' And when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, 'Who is this?' And the crowds answered, 'This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee.'" And there is something this morning about coming to a place, even when there are those who are trying to discourage you. But I just want to talk to you this morning just from the thought, no turning back, no turning back. There's something about the sound of worship and praise that changes the atmosphere. And it's impossible for the Lord to show up and things remain the way that they were. And I believe that many of us now have conviction that we're in the process of something and that greater is coming for us. And maybe you've heard that, but I just want to say again that you're in the process of something greater that is getting ready to happen in your life. But you can't keep looking back when you know God, because of all the things that have helped to bring me to where I am. And you've heard me say that it's the sum total of the good, the bad, the ups, the downs, the frustrations, the joys, that God uses all of those things to get us to the place where we are right now. And just look, regardless of what the past has been, but you're still here. And while the enemy may have challenged us, but we're still here. And we still got praise. We still got a testimony. The joy of the Lord, hallelujah, still in our spirit. And in our lesson today, there were those who tried to discourage Jesus from going forward. But in verse number 17 of Matthew 21, when he was in the synagogue and they were just challenging him and questioning him, but the text says, but he left them behind. And you know, there are those that you're walking, that you're walking with, and you've got to come to a place sometimes where you say, you know what, enough is just enough. And we no longer can walk together the way that we have up to this point, because we're not trying to go in the same direction. So I'm going to step further into God's will, and I'm going to leave you alone with whatever your assessment is about me. It does not matter. People are going to talk. People are going to think. They're going to have opinions. But it doesn't matter what their assessment is of you, as long as you know that you're staying and you're standing in the will of God. And so those who know that you're walking out God's will for your life will always have those who will show up to distract or discourage you. But you must be even more determined to stay the course. When you say, I cannot quit in the process. I can't quit in the process, because God's hand is guiding, it's superintending my life. And I want to say this a second time. You cannot quit in the process. We're too close to victory now. And the attacks are no accident, but are part of the last effort to cause you to miss what God has ordained. And so don't get or become deceived that you've missed God because of the challenges and the discouragement or the frustrations that you may be encountering right now. You see, very little surprises me, having lived through all kinds of seasons, gone through many experiences. But there is still one thing that baffles me, and that is people who are satisfied and don't want to go anywhere beyond where they already are or want to experience anything other than what they know right now. That baffles my mind, because I don't understand how there are those who say that we name the name of Jesus Christ, and we come to a place where we become comfortable. We come to a place where there's no press. There's no inquiry. There's no seeking the more of God. But let me just pause here and give you permission to just dismiss everybody from your circle who may have no desire for anything more than what they have right now. They don't want to go anywhere. They don't want to do anything. They don't want to see the mighty works of God in their life more than what he's demonstrated right now. Because it comes with a cost. Listen, run, because as sure as I'm speaking, they will drain you and find comfort in your being stuck with them. But the devil is a liar. It's a challenge when you have a vision and people are trying to pull you in an opposite direction. In the Message Bible, Proverbs 29:18, it says, when people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. And let me say that again. When people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. Well, in the King James, it says where there's no vision, the people, they will perish. They'll perish. Where there's no open vision, where there's no revelation, where there's no sense of what God is really saying and doing, And I acknowledge that I don't know it all, but I knew that God is not through with me yet. And I want to speak to those today who want more out of life. Now, I just put hell on notice. And what you tried is what was not supposed to work is going to work because you've got determination that, God, I'm going to press in. I'm going to press in. I'm going to press in. I'm not turning back. I'm not looking back. If I look back, it's only to see how God has brought me so far. It's only to have a testimony. Look where God has brought me from. He's brought me from a long ways off. Glory to those old good Pentecostal songs. Glory to God. Let me slow down. But as you see, this word is burning heavily in my spirit. You see, we have just come out of Resurrection Celebration Weekend. And we rejoice in the fact that Jesus got up out of the grave. But in Matthew 21, Jesus is moving through Jerusalem for the last time. He is on the move, and people are screaming and shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. And if they had not shouted Hosanna, it would have handcuffed Jesus, because he only responds to those who reach out to him and place a demand on his presence. Listen, if he shows up, put a demand on him to help you to make another step forward. And what he demands or what he has ordained for your life, put a demand on when he shows up. Hallelujah, the shout Hosanna. They didn't just say Hosanna, because there's a difference in saying and shouting something. We shout loud because we want to get the attention. It may be our last opportunity, but this morning, is there anybody today who will shout Jesus with me? Come on, shout Jesus. Oh, somehow, shout Jesus. There's something that is just mysterious and wonderful about the name of Jesus. And the word says that even demons, they tremble. They have to get back at the sound of that name. And I don't know about anybody else, but I have a need and I refuse to be quiet. In verse number 10, it said, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this? And the crowds answered, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. And if you won't open your mouth, you will quit in the process, and I refuse to turn back. Jesus is on schedule, and now everybody is aware he has shown up because he was headed to the cross, which was his destiny. Had he turned back, there would be no hope or future for any of us today, and somebody else is depending on you to make it as a motivation and an example to them that there is hope for them. Somebody else this morning, hallelujah, is looking at your life. And I just want to encourage you with everything that's within you. Draw deep. Go deeper. Hallelujah. Know that there's a determination in your spirit that I didn't come this far to quit now. Yes, there's trouble. Yes, there are tests. But it's all a part of God's process. It's up to you and me to make the decision that I refuse to quit. Is there anybody besides me who's rejoicing and thanking the Lord that he shut some doors so that we would not turn back? Now, praise God right now for shutting down some things that would have taken your backwards. Come on, give him glory that he shut things down. And now you can say, God, no turning back. My mind is made up. I'm not going back to what or who I used to be. I'm thankful that I'm on the right track. Now, if you have a look back, you better say, God, don't let me get stuck with the look, but help me to refocus and get my attention back on the place where you're calling me to. Say no to things so that you can say yes to the will of God. I'm going to stop now, but ain't no turning back. God's hand is on our life. Father, we thank you. Hey, God, we bless you. We give you glory today, Lord, for who you are. We praise you, Lord God, that you've shown up. Hallelujah, you've shown up. And we praise you, we discern, we recognize your presence. Thank you for making all things new. God, I pray this morning for those who may be discouraged. Lord, let them look again. Let them open their mouth. Let them shout glory. Let them discern, God, that they're on schedule. Lord, I pray for those today, Lord, who made a decision that they're not going to allow discouragement to deter them. So, God, today we love you. We give you glory and praise. Get the glory today, God, as we give you praise. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Now, come on and bless God. You make all things new. Hallelujah, we move forward. We move forward. The blessing of the Lord be upon your life. Shalom, shalom.